T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, July 5th. Coming up in just a few minutes, we've got a full look at our weather forecast. Heading into a very summer-like weekend coming up. Wichita's latest homicide case. It was on Saturday morning, June 30th. Wichita police were called to an apartment in the 1200 block of South Longfellow, checking on the welfare of a female resident. Police and firefighters had to force entry. They discovered the body of 55-year-old Eula Duncan. Residents of the complex told detectives it was known the woman had been injured, and that prompted the 911 call.
Thursday. We have been able to learn that either Wednesday or Thursday of last week, our victim got into an argument with a male suspect. At that time, the male suspect was able to obtain some type of object, striking the woman and killing her.
That's Wichita Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile. He says the suspect may have fled the city. This was the 29th homicide in Wichita this year in 27 weeks. Wichita crews battled a house fire early this morning in northeast Wichita. That fire started around midnight in the 1200 block of Bracken Court, southwest of 13th and 127th. Acting Battalion Chief Warren Kane told KSN News the firefighters had to battle the fire in a defensive mode.
When the roof came in, and we just backed everybody out at that time, actually before the roof came in. But then the walls were, you know, left unstable, and we set up a safety perimeter to keep people away from those.
That fire reported under control in about a half hour. The cause is under investigation. Fireworks is a possibility. There were no injuries. A busy few days planned for President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as they have meetings and summits to attend.
The president meets face-to-face with Putin in Helsinki, Finland, a week from Monday. Pompeo, meanwhile, will continue on after his talks in North Korea tomorrow to Japan, Vietnam, and Abu Dhabi before joining the president in Brussels for the NATO summit.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins with that report. According to President Trump, at a rally in Montana, the president plans to let NATO know the U.S. will not be, quote, the world's piggy bank. Police say a small armory of weapons and ammunition were stolen this week from a house in Topeka.
The thefts included 80 firearms, including rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Thousands of rounds of ammunition were also taken in the heist. Police were called to the home just before 6 Tuesday morning. They say a witness saw three men exit the rear of the residence. Topeka police are asking people to be aware of anyone attempting to sell a large amount of guns and ammunition. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Fox News has learned that President Trump has narrowed his list of potential Supreme Court nominees to three. We'll be taking a look at those nominees all throughout the morning here on Steve and Ted. Here's a profile of one.
Amy Coney Barrett would be the fourth female justice currently sitting on the Supreme Court and just the fifth ever. The 46-year-old judge was confirmed last year to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals based in Chicago. In her confirmation hearing for that seat, some Democrats, like California's Dianne Feinstein, raised concerns about Barrett's writings at Notre Dame.
When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you.
Republicans accuse Democrats of anti-religious bias, and Notre Dame's law school president called the questioning chilling to hear that faith may disqualify someone from service as a federal judge. In journal articles, Barrett has said Catholic judges cannot align the legal system with the church's teachings when they diverge, for instance, in death penalty cases. She's also suggested she would overrule Supreme Court precedents if the ruling failed to meet the Constitution. Barrett graduated from Notre Dame's law school in 1997 and clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. She's a mother to seven children. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Another new use for aspirin.
For more than a century, aspirin has been something of a wonder drug with a seemingly ever-growing list of ailments it can treat. If you have a headache, take an aspirin. Arthritis? Aspirin. A heart condition? Taking a baby aspirin every day will lower your risk. And now a new study finds a potential new use for aspirin fighting Alzheimer's disease. The study in mice found that low-dose aspirin can stimulate a part of their cells that's responsible for removing waste material from the brain, including plaque. Buildup of plaque has been shown to be connected to Alzheimer's. Researchers say more study is needed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
It's down to 8 countries at the World Cup in soccer. Quarterfinals getting underway.
A doubleheader on tap today in Russia starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time with Uruguay facing France. Uruguay trying to get back to the semifinals at the World Cup for the second time in 3 tournaments. Some uncertainty surrounding Edinson Cavani's calf injury, though, while France tries to return to the semis for the first time since 2006. After that match, Brazil will take on Belgium. Belgium trying to get to the Final Four for the first time since 1986. As Brazil tries to make it back-to-back trips to the World Cup semifinals, that match gets started at 2 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
911 is supposed to be for emergencies. One guy in Canada, in Hamilton, Ontario, apparently feels that cold French fries at McDonald's is an emergency.
Okay, we've all been there ordering food that is delivered cold, but is it something to bother the police over? A Hamilton man apparently thought so, dialing 911 when Uber Eats delivered him a cold McDonald's burger and fries. He stormed over to the McDonald's to complain and then dialed 911, the cops politely telling him that getting cold food from McDonald's does not constitute a police emergency. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Your weather forecast heading into the weekend is on the way. KNSS News Time, 6:06. It is 6:12. This is Steve and Ted in the morning. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And here on this Friday morning, we'll check on the streets of Wichita. Keeping us updated all morning long, Jad Chambers.
Streets of Wichita already starting to see a little bit of a slowdown in the road construction. Eastbound on Kellogg, closing in on I-235, that big construction project there. Traffic volume's really not all that heavy at this time, but they are starting to pick up just a little bit, so watch out for slowdowns. And remember, if you spot a big traffic slowdown, you can always give us a call at the traffic hotline, 869-1330. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at the weather heading into the weekend here on Friday, July 5th. Meteorologist Dan Holliday with us. Hello, Dan.
Good morning. We have a partly cloudy sky to start the day. There is that chance of an isolated thunderstorm along and near a frontal system as we go throughout the morning into the afternoon. Our high 91. Dry weather will settle in for us tonight as high pressure builds in from the north. Our low near 70. Sunny and warm for the weekend. The high both Saturday and Sunday, 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Currently in Wichita. Sunrise underway. We have a temperature of 77 right now as we head on into our Friday with temperatures in the low 90s throughout the next few days coming up. 6:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A township in Pennsylvania with more money than it anticipated from increased property tax collection is going to give dividends to the local residents. How about that? This is Middleton Township. In Pennsylvania, in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. They did what they said they were going. They sent out more than 14,000 checks for $68 each to all owners of properties with structures on them. Too much property tax? Send it back. How about that? I mean, $68. Hey, it takes you through a trip to the store, gets you out to dinner, whatever. Yeah.
That's one township. In a country that's full of them.
Efforts to keep town expenses down while increasing delinquent tax collection led to more money than anticipated in the general fund. Township Board of Supervisors decided to divide a $1 million portion of the surplus evenly among all the property owners. They say it's irresponsible for a township to hang on to that level of funding when it has the opportunity to help people out a little bit. Some residents feel as though they pay too much in taxes. A lot of residents feel.
Yeah, probably.
But... anyway, they got a little dividend. They got $68 in their pockets.
Wow.
Back
nice.
From the township.
one of Hollywood's most outspoken conservatives, says he no longer has an agent. He was dropped. James Woods suggests it's because of his political beliefs, including his support of President Trump. Woods went on Twitter, shared an email from his agent. In the email, dated July 4th, the agent, in effect, declared his independence from Woods' employ. The agent said in the email, "It's the 4th of July and I'm feeling patriotic," and added that he didn't want to represent Woods any longer. As for why, the agent did not elaborate, saying only that I could go on a rant, but you know what I'd say.
Yeah.
On July 4th, Woods fired off a series of tweets on immigration and former President Obama. Woods claims that Democrats are pushing the immigration issue to seize what he called illegal votes, and he called Obama a stain on America. James Woods is looking for a new agent.
Now he'll find one, I'm sure.
The, of course, out in Hollywood might not be as easy.
Might not be as easy, but I don't know. And again,
Because of his stance, the job offers aren't exactly pouring in.
Yeah, probably not. And again, we've got a business owner who chooses to go one way with his business. It's his right to, I suppose.
Sure. Yeah. Someone in Detroit might not be a fan of 50 Shades of Grey or doesn't want people to become fans of the racy series. The library in Berkeley, Michigan says someone has been going around hiding DVD copies of the movie, starring Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan.
Hiding.
The librarian says that the three movies in the series have begun disappearing since last year. The library has spent more than $100 replacing them. They were later found hidden in the building. Somebody was taking them and stashing them somewhere.
Wow.
To prevent further removals, the library now openly displays the DVDs with other R-rated titles, along with a sign saying that it's not cool to hide stuff in a library. The library says it does not know who hid the DVDs, but it was the DVDs only. They didn't mess with any of the books, just the DVDs.
Huh. Very strange that it was a specific title, I suppose.
But yeah, apparently that's drawing the ire of somebody. It's a battle that literally pits one southern state against another. It does involve peaches. We'll try to cobble together this. It's a little fuzzy.
Ooh. Wow. Oh, man.
Take more than a few schnapps. Mm. Most people know Georgia is officially the Peach State, of course. But one of their neighbors, the South Carolina Department of Agriculture, trying to poach in on that title, it has gone on Twitter, pointing out the South Carolina is more worthy as a Peach State, saying that it produces three times as many peaches as Georgia does.
Now, millions of peaches.
And now that's got everybody in Georgia all angry. The Georgia Agriculture Department declares that its fruits are three times sweeter. So far, South Carolina has inflicted the biggest bruise, throwing shade at Georgia in a distinctively southern way.
Yes.
And of course, South Carolina's response to Georgia was, "Bless your heart."
Of course. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. As for the other 48 states, I don't think we care.
No.
We just want the sweet, tasty peaches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make sure
no matter where they come from.
Make sure that our cobbler gets to us on time.
Exactly.
I don't care what state it's from.
Mm-hmm. It is. Ooh, that sounds good. It is 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at sports. And we'll start right up the road in Lawrence, where the Jayhawks now have a new athletic director. The major reasons the AD job at KU is available couple months ago are the reasons that Jeff Long will be the new guy beginning on August 1st in less than a month. Jeff Long has shown a gift for raising money and renovating facilities. He's the ex-AD at Arkansas. He has shown the ability to lead a very high-level program at a Power 5 school with fewer resources than its peers. Most importantly, he has a track record as a coach and administrator of fostering success in football. There you go.
So yeah, trying to improve that football.
A lot of boxes checked there. The longtime Arkansas athletic director has signed a 5-year, fully guaranteed contract worth $1.5 million annually to lead the athletic department in Lawrence. Private funding will cover most of that. $1.3 million, the remaining $200,000 will be paid for by the university. Long takes over for Shane Zinger, who led the department for 7 years before getting fired in May for what was called a lack of being able to get some things done, including getting the football program anywhere on the map close to being competitive. So, see how things go. J
Jeff Long is your new AD at KU. He led the Razorbacks up until this year after a nine-year period starting in 2008. That included 34 conference championships across all sports and Arkansas's first BCS Bowl appearance in football. He also spearheaded a $160 million renovation to Arkansas's football stadium. Kind of similar to what's going on in Lawrence, as there are already plans for a $350 million renovation to Memorial Stadium. However, monetary support towards that effort wasn't getting much anymore. But we'll see how the new guy, Jeff Long, handles things, the new AD at KU. Major League Baseball this weekend. The Kansas City Royals, who have been scuffling in recent weeks, now have to face a team that is almost exactly the opposite, a team that has just been cruising all season long. The top team in Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox, in Kansas City this weekend for a three-game series. A possible starter for the All-Star game, Chris Sale, on the mound tonight for the Red Sox. Games tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. All those Royals-Red Sox games will be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Major League action, the St. Louis Cardinals in San Francisco yesterday beat the Giants 11-2. Cardinals bang out a season-high 18 hits. Back-to-back wins for the Cardinals. They are three games behind for a playoff spot. Men's and women's soccer tomorrow in the regular season finale games for FC Wichita. The FC Wichita women started off at 4 o'clock at Trinity Academy tomorrow afternoon, hosting Tulsa Fortuna in the season finale. And that's followed by the men's game at 7:30 for FC Wichita, hosting Demise NPSL out at Trinity. And the FC Wichita men are looking to clinch a conference title outright with a win. That would be their third title in 4 years. Regular season finale for FC Wichita men and women tomorrow. NBA basketball, summer league play in Sacramento finishing up yesterday. And action for the Los Angeles Lakers for former Kansas Jayhawks V. Mykhailiuk, starting at center for the Lakers yesterday with 7 points and 4 rebounds. Many other teams will be getting underway for the next several days in Vegas starting today. And in pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts beat the Lincoln Salt Dogs 5-3 last night at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. 12 hits for the Wingnuts. Back-to-back wins for Wichita, taking 2 out of 3 from Lincoln. 1,400 fans on hand for the game last night. The Wingnuts now will be on the road this weekend for a very brief three-game road swing, but they have to take on the top team in the league, the Sioux City Explorers, a team that whacked them pretty good last weekend here in Wichita. Sioux City on a 9-game winning streak right now. Wingnuts at Sioux City, 7:05 tonight. At Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS. 6:23 with Stephen Ted in the morning. Should American flags be made somewhere else or right here? Well, let's talk about that with Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Coming up, Stephen Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.